This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. The left mocks threats to murder Supreme Court justices. This is what we're dealing with now. If you weren't with me in hour number one, my whole hour was dedicated to telling you there is no compromise with crazy, radical, communist traitors. These are scumbags. You don't compromise with them, but unfortunately the GOP leadership is a bunch of moderate, wishy-washy losers who think you should compromise with Democrats. Democrats are communist traitors who want us dead. You can't compromise with people who want you dead. The left on Thursday attempted to weaponize the recent threats against Supreme Court justices, including the very real threat of assassination against Justice Brett Kavanaugh, by mocking champions of the Second Amendment, suggesting justices should be given ARs or bulletproof robes to defend myself, to defend themselves. The other 98%, a left-wing group which claims to use the meme warfare and savvy boots-on-the-ground actions to challenge the corporations and billionaires that have hijacked our democracy. Well, I kind of agree with that. Every billionaire is a communist, and they're all on their side. So I don't know how they think they've hijacked democracy in favor of Republicans. There's no billionaire that's in favor of Republicans. Every billionaire is on your side. But they shared a viral meme on Thursday morning in an attempt to mock those who treasure the Second Amendment and oppose the left's knee-jerk reaction to impose gun control every time there's a violent crime. And the meme says, "I don't understand." And it features images of Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Samuel Alito, the Republican conservative Supreme Court justices. And it says, if the Supreme Court is so worried about being attacked, why don't we give them ARs, or maybe they ought to practice a few mass shooter drills, bulletproof robes, you know, so they can defend themselves. And so, another commentator said they need to examine their door problem. I heard that's a big problem. They can always hide under their enormous desks. If we expect our school children to do it, hide under their tiny desks, they can do it. They helped get gun laws where they are. Let them also live with the consequences. Folks, they want to murder us. They want to murder us. Biden's been completely silent about this, by the way, because in his crazy mind, he probably thinks it's good. I don't know. Biden's a madman with dementia. Doesn't even know what he's saying or doing anymore. So, but House Democrats, who are supposedly sane and don't have dementia, just blocked the bill to provide more security for Supreme Court justices and their families. The bill passed unanimously in the Senate. Yet Speaker Pelosi refuses to bring it up for a vote, despite a plot yesterday that was foiled to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. Incredible, incredible things going on in our country. Hard to believe. And listen, they're all no good. It isn't just Democrats who are no good. They're all no good. Most of the Republicans are no good. You know, there's a story today that is the top story, right at the top of the page of thegatewaypundit.com. You know, I always say what a great website it is, thegatewaypundit.com. And it's a really long read. It's going to take you 15 minutes to read the whole thing. But boy, it's well worth reading and well worth 15 minutes of your time. The headline is, two Utah moms file open records requests on Utah election records for the 2020 election. And the state's lieutenant governor, who's a Republican,
Lieutenant Governor Henderson is a Republican in Utah, but I've said forever Utah's rotten to the core. Utah GOP leadership is rotten to the core. It's all deep state D.C. swamp people. It's all Mitt Romney-type people that run Utah. I don't know how a state gets like that. I don't know how a state that's 100% Republican red winds up with such horrible Republicans in charge who are deep state D.C. swamp frauds. But that's what Utah's got. And the lieutenant governor of the state tips off a reporter for the state, Salt Lake City newspaper, who's a liberal SOB, and slanders these two Utah moms, blocks them from access, and then calls the FBI in to investigate them because they're simply two Utah moms, just like Garland. Was it Merrick Garland or Garland Merrick? I can never remember. I think it's Merrick Garland. I hate when people have two names that are like two first names or two last names. You can't tell which one's which. But Merrick Garland is the Attorney General of the United States, and he is one of the most horrible human beings in the world, in world history. Because, I mean, any person that could actually say if a parent at a PTA meeting is upset about the education their child is getting, we should call the FBI in and ruin their lives. Because, you know, it isn't even just that you could stick them in a jail cell for the rest of their life or for a year or two away from their family. And what happens in a jail cell? Well, you know, let's be honest. You get raped every day. What happens in a jail cell? Someone bashes in your head with a pipe. What happens every day? Someone makes you their son, their wife, their daughter, whatever the hell they make you. They spend the rest of your life in a shower with scenes you don't want to see outside of porn movies. So you send someone to jail, it's not exactly a really nice thing to do to a parent at a PTA meeting. But let's just say none of them ever wound up in jail. Let's say all you did was scare them with the FBI. Well, then what you're asking is that people should, middle-class people, should spend $100,000 in legal fees and ruin their life and mortgage, second mortgage their home and go bankrupt to avoid prison because you sick the FBI on them at a PTA meeting. This is what Merrick Garland stands for. And I'm telling you that this is what all these people stand for. When you're a lieutenant governor, Republican in Utah, and two Utah moms say that they want to know what happened in the 2020 election, and they use a Freedom of Information request, a FOIA request, it's American as apple pie, and you call the feds in, in addition to intimidate every county in Utah and say, I don't want you giving them anything. They have no right to see anything. And by the way, this stuff is only, quote unquote, available, obviously not available, but the 2020 election proof of whether it was a fraud or not is only available for another few days. Evidently, there's like a date of expiration on it, basically. So they've got to provide it to taxpayers who request it up until a certain date, and these two mothers are trying to beat the date. And she's saying the lieutenant governor, who's, again, I stress, a Republican, Henderson is her last name, Lieutenant Governor Henderson of Utah, is saying that Deidre Henderson, let's just say you can't get it for the next 2 weeks, and then it's erased forever. Why is she so intent on protecting that information from these two Utah moms, innocent taxpayer Utah moms? Why does she not want them to get it? Why? Why is it so important she's calling up all the election people in each county and saying, I forbid you from giving it to them, which breaks the law? And why is she willing to call a Salt Lake City reporter to slander them and write terrible stories about two nice Utah moms? And why is she willing to call the FBI? And these two women said they were scared out of their minds. There were people walking around their yards front and back without their permission, and they had pest control outfits on, and they got out of a van, an unmarked van, and they told the neighbors they were pest control. And evidently it's well known that the scummy, biased, fraudulent, incompetent FBI, when they try and send someone to your home to bug you, because they're bugging you, they call themselves pest control. That's the cover they use. They drive up in a van, and they have pest control uniforms on, and then they put bugs all around your house. Well, she was in the house. They couldn't get in. But they were all over her yard. People that she never saw in her life and she never hired in her life in the middle of winter. because they had just made a request that they wanted to see the voter information in Utah from each county. Two mothers woke up one day and said, let's go for it. Let's check with all 29 counties and see what information they've got to verify that the election wasn't tampered with, rigged, or stolen. And the lieutenant governor, Republican, doesn't want them to ever have access to it. Now, what do you think that means? I know what it means. I'm a smart person. I have common sense. And I know it means Lieutenant Governor Henderson is a piece of garbage. You got that, Henderson? Deirdre Henderson? You're a piece of garbage. You're bought. You're paid for. You're a criminal. You're a fraud. And, again, it's an opinion show, and it's merely my opinion, and you're a public figure. So screw you. You're evil, you're bad, and you're rotten to the core. And Utah is rotten to the core. There's something wrong with the Republican leadership of Utah. They're all a bunch of Mitt Romney, Stepford Wife, Kool-Aid drinking, deep state, D.C. swamp losers. And unfortunately, this goes on all over the United States. It goes on everywhere. So many Republicans are bad. They're not as bad as Democrats. They're not communists, but they still think they own us. And big government is the way. And anyone who, any little person who questions big government, we're just peons. We're nothings to them. We have no right to question big government. Big government's always right, and they have every right to control our lives, is what these scumbags think. I'm telling you, a revolution is coming. A revolution has to come. These people have to pay for what they've done. But never am I suggesting anyone hurt any one of them. I would never do that. I want them in prison. They belong in the shower scene. I'll be right back. Wayne Root. Alan Root, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent time. timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial, and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne Alaroot. You know, all you need to know about how rotten to the core America is that General Milley, the general of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he's the highest ranking general in the entire America. I just said that. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's what I said. You're not listening, Chris. No, General of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I said that. And that's what he is, the highest-ranking general in the United States of America. And he called up our enemies in China, and they really are our enemies. There's no other way to call them, any kind of nicer way to describe them. They are enemies of America. And much more so than Russia, by the way. Much more so. China's evil and wants to conquer the world. And he called them up and said, you know, Trump's a terrible person. I don't like Trump. He's my president. I don't like him. And if he ever attacks you, I'll give you advance warning. What? He should have been forget Peter Navarro, shackled and handcuffed. Right then and there, Milley has to be shackled, handcuffs, taken out of the room, brought to Guantanamo, put on trial for treason, and spend the rest of his life thinking about what he did in the jail cell. That is the most incredible example of treason I've ever heard. And we did nothing about it. As Sergeant Schultz would say from Hogan's Heroes, nothing! We did nothing! It's incredible. What's happened to our country is just sheer, completely beyond the pale. Founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. Nobody could have predicted this. None of the boys that fought in World War II could have predicted this. You know, can you believe it? We fought Hitler and the Japanese almost by ourselves.
you know, very little help, a little resistance here, a little resistance there in France and Belgium and Netherlands. You know, England kind of had an army, kind of. Australia put in a few troops. Canada put in a few troops. You know, thank God we had Russia on one front. That's about the only thing that saved us. But it was mostly the United States. It was almost all us. And we did it with no women. Isn't that amazing? Only men fought. Can you imagine how racist and sexist and terrible that is? You know, I mean, I think now we should just draft an entire nation of women and lesbians and transgenders and people with AIDS. Don't forget, HIV positive is fine to fight in wars now. And let's vaccinate everybody with a vaccine that kills them all and cripples them all. And then we'll fight a war against China and Russia. They're laughing at us. You know, you become a military leader in Russia or China, you're a killer. You're a macho male killer whose veins are coursing with testosterone. Just like General George S. Patton, just like Douglas MacArthur, just like Eisenhower, just like every general in America's history. They're kick-ass sons of bitches. And they're mean, and they're nasty, and they're macho, and they're masculine, and they're men. That's how you fight a war. How did we ever do it with guys like that? In the American Revolution, in the Civil War, in World War I, in World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam. Can you imagine how screwed up America is? We actually didn't have lesbians and transgenders fighting for us. It was just men. And now, not only do they want lesbians and transgenders fighting, and snowflakes who think climate change is the reason to be in the military, but they want to purge the military of anyone who's Christian, conservative, and macho, and loves Trump. They want to purge you out of the military. Those are the only warriors who know how to fight and protect America, protect the homeland. And then at home, if you're one of those people who knows how to fight, you got to be disarmed. Got to take all your guns away. Don't you realize they're taking our guns away because they want to kill us? Don't you realize that? They're already killing you with vaccines. So it certainly shouldn't be hard for anyone to figure out what their end goal is. This is mass murder. And in the midst of a vaccine mass murder and lockdowns and mask mass murder, because now there's all kinds of statistics out, studies out that prove that masks cause many more deaths. Masks are not only not good, they're horrible. But on top of all of that, they want to take all your guns away at the same time. Gee, does that sound good to you? You think those two might be tied together? By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Kyle LaBrew for Congress, who is running in Missouri's 4th District, but I think no matter where you are in the country, you should go to his website and make a contribution. One of my fans let me know yesterday he made a $500 contribution at KyleLaBrew.com because the guy is fantastic. He is a strong, unapologetic conservative, and he is an entrepreneur and America First conservative and a candidate for Congress in Missouri. He's one of those guys who says, we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Go to KyleLaBrew.com to click on the contribute button at the top of the page and help this guy out. Help him win his primary. Help him get elected to Congress. Missouri is an all-red state. If he wins the primary, he will be a congressman. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. Thank you, Kyle.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the Majority Democrat Committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members. As far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing, these New Yorkers telling NBC News,
"This is all just buying time, making people happy and do nothing."
Seems like this is becoming more of a reality show than what it really should be.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 638 points to close at 32,272. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Pump of money.
Ruth, 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 Roots on Fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built in Las Vegas, but broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network, and soon to be a national TV show will be announced as well. Matter of fact, two of them are coming up for announcement. Liberty Projects, let me mention that before we get to my great guest, Joey Gilbert, who is kind of the twin of Wayne Allen Root. He's running for governor of Nevada, and he is a talker, man. He is good. I rarely ever see anyone's as good as me. He's as good as me. He's fantastic. And that's seriously, for me to say that, that's saying a lot. He is fantastic. I'll get to Joey in just one second. I want to mention the sponsor of the show, Liberty Projects, because they've got their big annual golf tournament tomorrow. We've been talking about this for 3 months on the air. Liberty Projects is a fantastic organization that helps vets and horses. That's why their website is vetsandhorses.com. So military veterans, and then they also rescue and train wild Mustangs with military veterans who are suffering from PTSD. And everybody's helped, and it's a win-win for everyone. The beautiful horses live, and the military veterans, it's just so stress-relieving and wonderful to hang out with wild Mustangs all day. Everybody wins, win-win. So they've got their annual golf tournament to raise money tomorrow at Revere Golf a golf club in Henderson, Nevada. You can register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of the proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. And if you're listening to my voice anywhere else in the United States, in the other 49 states, and you're not coming to Las Vegas just to play golf tomorrow, which I assume you're not, all you do is still go to vetsandhorses.com and make a contribution. That's all. Throw them $50. Throw them $100. Thank them for helping vets and horses. The website is simple, vetsandhorses.com, or play in the Liberty Projects annual golf tournament tomorrow at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Vetsandhorses.com is where you register. All right. And by the way, hole number one and hole number 18 are sponsored by the Wayne Allen Root Show. So you'll see a big, giant flag on both of them sponsored by Wayne Allen Root. I love these guys. And another guy I love is Joey Gilbert. I think he's great. He's kind of the Trump of Nevada. He's kind of my twin. He's a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He's an attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. And he is one of the great talkers I've ever seen outside of Wayne Allen Root. Joey, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me, man. I'm doing awesome. I'm back in Vegas again for a few days, and we're just, you know, we're just on in the hunt, man. We're in the fight.
I hope you don't mind. I hope you realize it's, I think it's a great compliment when I tell you you're a twin of Wayne Allen Root. That's not a bad thing, is it?
I absolutely love it. You're like my evil twin brother, but we're evil in the sense that we're taking on the corrupt scumbags and punching back, and that's why, you know, we come across sometimes as bad guys, but only because we're fighting for the people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't fight nice. I fight rough, and I know you fight rough, and that's what we got to do because we're dealing with people that hit below the belt. It's just terrible. People that are just destroying our society, destroying our state, and also destroying our country. Joey, tell us about – let me ask you the question. I think, you know, when I tell people Joey Gilbert is going to be on my show, the number one thing I hear is, you know, I love the guy. I think he's great. I don't know if I'm going to vote for him because I don't think he can beat Sisolak because Lombardo has all the money. Joe Lombardo has $3 million in the bank, and he's the one that could beat Sisolak. What do you say to people that say that, Joey Gilbert?
I say it's absolute nonsense. Joe Lombardo has got a speed bump worth of money in the bank. That's nothing. I've raised $1 million, over $1 million. And again, you know, once we get through this primary, everyone's got to understand this. The Republican Governors Association said they're writing an eight-figure check for whoever's going to end up running for governor. That's at least $10 million. All right, then you got the Club for Growth is saying they're going to put in $4 million. Then you've got Trump. No matter who Trump, you know, endorsed, you know, as misinformed as it was, I love President Trump. He's going to be out here campaigning. He wants us to crush this lack. So we're going to have the Trump machine. We're going to have the you know, the Republican, you know, machine behind us. And we're going to have all the independents. The one thing Joe Lombardo doesn't have are the independents. He doesn't have the rural counties. He doesn't have the Latino vote down here. He doesn't have the African-American vote down here. It's just not going to happen. So I'm actually the only one that has the ability to pull people across the aisle and raise more money than Joe does. And here's one other thing, Wayne. Every single person that gave a dime to Joe Lombardo is going to have to double down to give Joey money. And take it a step further, now they know they're going to have to stroke an even bigger check because I'm the guy that can beat Sisolak. So everyone's going to stroke checks, Wayne. This is simple math. Everybody that's invested once already is going to have to double down. They gladly will. And I'll tell people this. I've spoken to casino operators. They already told me, get through the primary, and of course we're going to give. They're also going to give the Syslac, because it's the way this state works. But we're going to have no problem raising more money than Steve Syslac, and I'm the only guy that can do that because I've got the most statewide support.
All right. Your closing argument for why you're the best candidate, separate from whether you could beat Joe Lombardo, which you just explained and I think did very well, what's your closing argument for why Nevada needs Joey Gilbert, and what has Syslac done so wrong?
So it's very simple. This is easy. I'm not a politician. Nevadans are done with the career corrupt politicians. They've got us last place in everything in this state. If he could have fixed it, he would have fixed it. He's been a sheriff of Clark County. Look what's happened. I don't care. Everyone running. I'm a non-politician. I'm a businessman. And next, most importantly, I'm a lawyer. Right now, the only one that's going to get us through this mess that Syslac tied our hands with these crazy regulations and mandates and nonsense everywhere is someone that understands the regulatory framework. Number two, I'm a father. I'm a father first. I understand we want medical freedom. We want medical privacy. I want to protect people's parental rights. Parents should be making the medical decisions for their children and parents only, along with curriculum. I'm the only guy that's not bought and paid for to the teachers union. I'm going to break up Clark County School District. I'm going to do education vouchers. And finally, and most importantly in this state, Second Amendment. Joe Lombardo is against the constitutional carry. He was pro-red flag law. He was for capacity on magazines. All the bad things you can think about, I'm going to bring constitutional carry to Nevada, and I'm going to make sure our Second Amendment is protected, and I'm going to fix the schools and fix the economy. That's it.
All right, so clear up any lies that your primary opponents have been saying about you, because there's a lot of rumors going on around, and I'd like you to address them, Joey Gilbert.
It's very silly. Someone who was advertised on your show said I had nothing to do with opening the churches. I've made it available. Pastor Jimmy Morales would be happy to talk to folks about it, but there's an order signed from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals opening the churches. That was from Segal Chatta and Joey Gilbert. We did that, so that's a lie. The other thing they talk about is they supported the commerce tax. I've never been a politician. I've never supported the commerce tax. I never voted on it, except when it was a ballot question. And then there's stuff about the Athletic Commission. Yes, I had an issue with the Athletic Commission. I paid my dues. I accept the responsibility. It was 15 years ago. The rest is a bunch of crock of lies. And one other thing they'll say is Joey Gilbert runs a DUI mill. Yes, I'm a criminal defense attorney up in Northern Nevada. Yes, we represent people, but this is America. Everybody has a Sixth Amendment right to counsel, and I use our justice system like I would for anybody, and that's part of our Constitution. So if you're saying that's a bad ding on me because I'm a lawyer, that's just silly. That's it, Wayne. That's all that's out there.
All right, and the primary is June 14th, next week, next Tuesday. You're in Vegas right now campaigning. Tell people where you'll be the next few days. Where can they find you?
I'm going to be going to some of the polling locations. Tonight I'll be at the restaurant Jing in Summerlin. But I'll just be around. People are going to see me. We'll be in the bus. People should go on GilbertForGovernor.com, watch the campaign commercial, check things out, and register Republican and vote today. As my friend Aaron Lewis said, to all my independent friends, I know you got lots of listeners, but to our independents, pick a side. Right now, be part of Team America. You're either with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Get on the team. Register Republican. Vote in the primary June 14th. And let's send these corrupt career politicians packing. And let's go give Steve Syslac the political beating he deserves.
Well, I know one thing. He's a great candidate. You've come out of nowhere, Joey Gilbert. No one had any idea who you were. I knew you before you ever announced you were running because you became a regular guest on my show during the lockdowns because of COVID. And you were the first guy to come on my show. I was the first guy in the country to talk about hydroxychloroquine. You were the first guest on my show. And you were the first guest on my show to come on and say, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I'm not on to talk about being a lawyer. I'm on because my mom and dad got COVID and I treated them with hydroxychloroquine. Queen, and they both got better right in front of my very eyes, and that gave me a lot more confidence that not just from a doctor but from numerous sources hydroxychloroquine works. So thank you, Joey, for helping me.
Absolutely, Wayne. Because of the notice and exposure you did for that, we ended up suing the governor, and we beat him. We prevented his emergency regulation from being extended past July 23rd, 2020. So because of your, big mouth like mine and my legal stuff, we got hydroxychloroquine in this state, and saved tens of thousands of lives across the country with it, but thousands of lives here in the state. So thank you, man.
All right, so Joey, obviously you want people to vote for you next Tuesday, which is the 14th, June 14th. That is the primary day, and obviously you'd like them to check out your website. Tell everybody where they can find your website and learn all about you.
Well, one thing I want to say before we get off is that people need to know I'm not just a part of America's frontline doctors. For those of you out there that have been listening to Wayne, you're educated. You know early treatment was the only way. America's Frontline Doctors, I'm now chairman of the board, so any future pandemic, we got it licked. And if you want some, you know, more information on me, go to gilbertforgovernor.com or Gilbert for Governor on Facebook. Watch the videos. I promise you, you'll love what you see, and I'm the guy that'll get this state back on track and, you know, and secure our constitutional rights against any future mandates.
Joey Gilbert, GilbertForGovernor.com. Joey Gilbert, GilbertForGovernor.com. Hey, quickly, we only have seconds to go. Don't you have a car rally on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, 12 noon. We've got a big rally going down. I would just tell people check the Gilbert for Governor website. It's showing where the location is. But people need to know, Wayne, I'm the Ron DeSantis of the West, baby. We're going to open up Nevada free and clear. And come check us out. Come be part of the convoy this Sunday, 12 o'clock.
The DeSantis of the West, Joey Gilbert, and the twin of Wayne Allyn. Joey, thanks for coming on the show, Mr. Future Governor. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. Interesting. My phone just rang right in the break, my cell phone, and I picked it up. It's an old friend of mine. And he's a super, super bright guy in the conservative movement out of Washington, D.C. And he said to me, I've been watching your videos. I've been watching you on TV. I've been listening to you. You may be now the number one guy in America who understands the dire situation America's in. He said, I don't think there's another host in America who has a complete grasp of what dire situation we're in right now. You are really now the leader in America, Wayne. We need you more than anybody else because no one else gets it or explains it as well as you as to what's happening and how dire the situation is. It's just a great compliment, and I feel great about that, but I feel horrible because they're complimenting you for something that's so bad. You know, you're the only one who understands we're all going to die, Wayne. Well, that's great. I'm very proud of that fact. No, it's kind of hard to be happy that someone's complimenting you, but they're complimenting you because you're so good at explaining why we're all going to lose our country and be sent to prison and die. Not exactly a good thing to be famous for, but, you know, it makes me Paul Revere, and that's what I've always said I am. I don't invent anything new, really. I'm just Paul Revere. I've got a very loud mouth. I'm Paul Revere meets Morton Downey Jr. meets Jerry Springer, you know, meets Donald Trump. I'm a big mouth, entertaining guy who lets you know the truth. And the truth is we're in a dire situation right now, with whether it's the economy or our kids being taught horrible things in school and almost forced, you know, just encouraged to change their sex. And government encouraging BLM to burn down the country and allowing every Democrat that murders someone to get off with no bail and walk right out of jail while they take Republicans and put them in not only handcuffs but shackles. This whole thing is crazy. This is Nazi Germany. I'm a Jew, and I'm just going to say it. It's Nazi Germany pre-Holocaust happening in front of our eyes. It's Stalin's Soviet Union happening in front of our eyes. We're not quite there yet. I'm not saying this is the Holocaust, because it hasn't happened yet. There aren't 6 million people shipped off to a gas chamber. So no, it's not the Holocaust. It's the pre-Holocaust. It's 1938. It's pre-Stalin murdering 25 million of his citizens. We haven't murdered 25 million yet, but you can see it's coming. These people on the left are insane. They're barbaric. They true believers. They believe that if you don't believe what they believe, you should be killed. I can see it.
Certainly, you know, some of them would say, oh, no, I don't believe you should be killed. You're totally wrong, Wayne. I believe you should be arrested. I believe you should have your property taken away from you. I believe you should go to a prison cell where we'll torture you and then brainwash you. And if you're not reeducated, then we'll kill you. I think that's where most of them stand deep down. That's what the left wants to do to us. And anyone who doesn't understand that, you're naive and you're in another dream state, my friend. You're in a dream world. That's how bad it is. Anybody could see it. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Fellowship Home Loans, because as much as buying a home slowing down, if you still have to buy one, if you have to move, if you are moving, if you want to move, if you need to move, you've got to have friends in the mortgage business. And in Las Vegas, it's not slowing down. And I'll bet you in Florida, it's not slowing down. And I'll bet you in Texas, it's not slowing down. In a few places in America, in Idaho, it's not slowing down. In a few places where people are moving, it's not even slowing down. And you need to have a friend in the mortgage business. And that's Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. They've been involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just talking to you and evaluating your current situation and giving you good professional advice about what to do next. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. A little bit of housekeeping. I want to make sure everybody knows how to reach me. It's wainwright@gmail.com. Anyone who's got a tip on what's happening to the police, to the military, to our country in general, to open borders, to the border agents, anyone who knows what's happening in Ukraine, anyone who knows what's happening in our inner cities, please contact me, wainwright@gmail.com, wainwright@gmail.com. And if you have any good solutions, contact me, wainwright@gmail.com. The website is RootForAmerica.com. Everything I do is there. My videos, my audios, my podcast, this radio show, it's all at RootForAmerica.com. Odyssey is another place you can catch my show. RootForAmerica.com, you can catch my show. USARadio.com, you can catch my show. Odyssey, you can catch my show. That's an app on your phone, whether it's an Apple phone or any other kind of phone, it doesn't really matter. You automatically can get the app called Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. 40 million people listen to radio shows streamed on Odyssey, and they now carry the Wainwright Show. You want my opinions on all the issues of the day, go to Getter, G-E-T-T-R, and it's at Wainwright, Getter, at Wainwright, and you've got all my opinions all day long. The Biden economy, run through a couple of headlines. The Biden economy, recession on the way. U.S. gross domestic product, meaning economic growth, down 6 months in a row. We are in a recession. Progressive policing policies implode in Seattle as crime rampages. City faces hundreds of lawsuits, forced to pay back $5 million in parking tickets given without authority by citizen enforcers. That's Seattle. Liberals ruin everything they touch. National average gas price surpasses $5 per gallon, first time ever. New bombshell report identifies 75 Soros-linked radical DAs in the United States. No wonder our country is falling apart with crime. FBI purging employees with conservative views, says Representative Jordan. The FBI is now an enemy organization. Red Dawn is not just a movie anymore. China is preparing for all-out war with the U.S., leaked audio recording reveals. These are my headlines of the day. You need to know.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
8.